Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and Happy Holidays. It is. It's a wonderful time of the year for fun, family, and reconnecting with what matters in our lives. So, yeah, we heartily and honestly wish you the very best. Always do, but it's just that special time of the year. What do you do when something that you have no control over jumps in with both feet and takes control of your life and your time and your thinking? You know, you get to that point where it's, oh, woe is me. I'm in such a terrible state and everything is just going to hell in a handbasket. I'm going to go hide in the corner over here and pout and cry. Come on, watch me. Well, just stop that. All right, it's an overly dramatic expression, I guess, that I just did there. But you know what I'm talking about. We don't have time for a pity party. And most of us as adults, well, we know that. And we don't go to that extreme. But what can and should you do when your life is essentially taken over by something that's happening that you have no control over? That's sort of where I find myself right now, 3 days before Christmas. I have the shingles. You know, I should walk around going, unclean. Well, I'm no psychologist. I can tell you what I've learned and what I try to do, and that's about it. So let's get with it. What do you say? Hi, I'm Morris Sims, and I'm the host of the Business of Sales podcast and the Travel Masters Learning Community podcast. I've been working with business owners and professional salespeople, and now specifically with travel professionals, to help them improve and grow their businesses. After 32 years in corporate life, that was it. I couldn't handle it. I retired and just started my own business. I got to tell you, I have never had this much fun in my entire life. So thanks for joining us today. Let's get this party started and help you get whatever it is that you want from your business. Shingles are supposed to cover your roof so the weather doesn't enter your dwelling. So why in the world do they call this illness that I have shingles? I have no idea. I guess they looked at the rash and somebody along the line came up and said, boy, it looks like a shingles. I don't know. I tell you this much, the disease is not fun, and it's much more of a pain wherever it happens to show up than putting a new roof on your house. Why? Well, kind people are fast to grimace and say, oh, man, Morris, I'm so sorry. Does it hurt? You know, blinding glimpse of the obvious. Yes, it hurts. But I do appreciate their sympathy and their empathy. But that's just a feature of the disease. What's really bad about this illness or any other is the lack of control. See, I have absolutely no control over what's happening in my life right now. This is the first time in about 2 weeks that my mind was clear enough to write anything. I haven't been out of this house except to see doctors. We're not going to our normal Christmas mass. We won't see our son and his family because our new granddaughter Addie hasn't had her vaccination for chickenpox because she ain't old enough yet. I have absolutely no control. So I guess it's buckle up, buttercup. My name is Shingles, and I'm in control of your life now. So just hang on. Here we go. Yeah, right. There's got to be a better way to handle this because it's not just sickness that we're talking about. It could be anything. It might be a major work restructuring or maybe you lost your job or maybe there's a death in the family or most of any other kind of normal happening that we might all go through. We all deal with these things. There are a lot of things that happen in our lives from time to time, and we don't have a lot of control. So what do you do? Well, there are three things that I've done in my life that do not work, all right? Here are three things that do not work, so let's not go here. You ready? Number one, there's a macho response, you know? Just pretend that it's not really there and power through. Come on. You can do it. You're not really sick. Gone. It's going to be okay. Go for it. Or you could, number two, turn to mush. You know, I'm going to go over here and kind of pout and look pitiful and cry a little bit. Y'all come watch me. Or number three, I could be the town crier. Hear ye, my people, I am in pain. Watch me in all my pain. I have been hurt and done to wrongly. Everything I talk about then relates to how I've been mistreated. It's all about me, right? It's all about me. Y'all come watch me cry. Well, I don't think any of those three work because, as I said, I've tried them all, and they do nothing to help the situation. In fact, a lot of times, most of the time, they cause more problems than help. I was the town crier in one situation, and it negatively and certainly did affect my ability to work and move forward. So if these things don't help, what do you do? Well, first of all, it's analyze the situation. I have no control. It is really happening. That's number one. I gotta recognize that that's the case. If it's really happening and I have no control, now we know where we are. So the question becomes, do I have a clear understanding of exactly what is going on that's causing the problem? Sometimes that answer is easy and it's obvious. I have the shingles. Other times, not so much. We're rearranging your entire working life. So that's kind of hard. Yeah, it's sort of a little bit harder to understand and to grasp and get your brain around, your arms around. So take 30 seconds and just ask the question. Make sure that you know clearly what it is that's going on and why. So since it is real and it is a part of my life, it would be best to accept it, experience it, and live in the present, it seems to me. You know, I'm sad and I have good reason to be sad. Or I'm sick and I need to rest and get well. Or sure, I'm grieving a loss of a dear family member that I loved very much all my life. There's something about acceptance and living in the present that makes all the difference, it seems to me. Even with the loss of a deep love, there's a time to grieve. It's part of life, right? In the Bible, when Moses died, God spoke to Joshua and he said, "Moses, my servant, is dead." Now, there's a blinding glimpse of the obvious for you. Everybody knew at that point that Moses was dead, but God wanted to set the foundation, get it all together, and make sure we're all on the same page here. "Moses, my servant, is dead." Now, after he did that, he went on to say, "Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan." Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan. That's a little clearer, isn't it, as to what to do? So notice several things. And you can replace death and the death of Moses and all this discussion with any of the other things that we've been talking about. There's a time when my illness got just enough better that I was able to go back to work and do some of the things that I genuinely like to do. The rest of this still has relevance. A change in your work, a death in the family, all those kind of things still have relevance, wouldn't you agree? Back then, there was no set time to grieve given to the people. Now, Jewish law or custom or whatever it was about 30 days. But I don't think there's any more than just a normal custom on that one. Seems to me we all grieve differently for different times in different ways for different things. There is a time to stop grieving, though, and go on over the Jordan. There's no need to push it. Take the time that you need. If it is becoming prolonged and affecting other parts of your life, maybe it is necessary to find a professional and really talk it out. And if so, that's okay. Give yourself the freedom to do that if you need to. Okay, so it's real. I understand it and I accept it since really and truly, there ain't a damn thing I can do about it, right? I can experience that part of life and give myself time to heal and do all the right things mentally and physically to heal. Then when you feel better and you have the strength, arise and go over this Jordan. Now, I'm not talking about the macho response. I have a little fever. It's only 103. A cough and some pain in my chest. Sounds more like pneumonia. But that's okay. I can handle this. I'm going back to work. Yep. Nope. This makes it all about me and how great I am and how I'm going to give my life and my health to my work. Be damn the effect on the other people around me or anything else for that matter. Yeah, that's the macho response. That's not what we're talking about. Go over your Jordan. Make sure you do know which direction to go to find and then start to cross your Jordan. But take the first step. Doing some minor things in my hobbies, those were my first steps. While I was putting on this new roof, shingles, yeah, okay, sorry. I'll quit that now. And writing and recording this podcast, that's the first big business step for me in a couple of weeks. Then look across the Jordan. Look across the Jordan when you're getting your feet wet and see where it is that you want to go and why and how you're going to get there. Yeah, I know, I'm a broken record. What, why, and how? We've all got to look forward in the direction we're traveling and stop looking off to the side or to the past, and we've got to move and drive forward. Carlos says I do that all the time. I'm driving along. Oh, look at that house over there. It's great. Look at the, hey, man, I love that pond. And all the while, the car begins to drift toward the pond. So there you have it. Make sure you know where you're going, and then take the first steps to cross your Jordan. Look out there and make sure you know where you want to go when you get across the Jordan so you know which way to go. And then go. Go over your Jordan. So there you have it. Whatever is taking control of your life today or when it happens next time, maybe some of these thoughts are going to help you go over your Jordan. Best wishes of the holiday season for all our friends and all the members of the Travel Masters Learning Community. Go to www.morrissims.com and choose Travel Masters in the top menu if you'd like to learn more about our new learning community. But until next time, hey, go meet somebody new, unless you happen to be contagious. Have a great week. I'm Morris Sims.